Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce with a news briefing. We're getting to the pointy end of campaigning with just a week to go before we cast those votes. And to celebrate, another news poll has come through. And much like the more recent ones, it has Labor ahead in the two-party preferred stakes by 54% to 46. In terms of preferred PM, ScoMo is a bee's whisker ahead. He leads Albo 43 to 42. Still on politics, and Labor's turning its attention back to health today with the $1 billion promise that it says will strengthen Medicare, while the coalition is pledging to expand the Sporting Schools program to get another 700,000 students into sport. Experts are breaking down the significance of having that Chinese spy ship in waters off WA. The Defence Minister yesterday declared the vessel's presence was an act of aggression and gathering intelligence. International security expert John Blaxland says it was probably keeping tabs on a communications base in the vicinity.
And they will be looking to look at patterns of communications, frequencies used, encrypted technologies perhaps applied.
The focus of Queensland's flood emergency shifts from the Lockyer Valley to Gympie today, with the Mary River expected to once again inundate the city's CBD. And Elon Musk's $44 billion Twitter takeover plan has been placed on hold, with the billionaire waiting for more details about spam and fake accounts on the platform. It's seen shares in the company dive by 20%. Dominant opening term has helped the Bulldogs to a convincing win over the Pies to kickstart round 9 of the AFL. The Doggies piling on 6-1 in that first term before running out victors by 48 points. Coach Craig McKay says his Pies never recovered from that slow start.
It was a poor start by us and exceptional start by them. They just dominated around centre clearances. Just lost a lot of territory from it and lost a lot of contests. Really disappointing.
And in NRL, wins to Newcastle over Canterbury Bankstown and the Broncos over Manly.
Listener.